Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotep, everybody. Welcome to Word from the Point, Gold Cup Network, Blog Talk, Radio Show, and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benta, and I am going to be your host today on a Monday, June 8th, 2020. Everybody is feeling pretty good and well rested from the weekend and are ready to get on your grind and make things happen for yourself and for your family this week. Today's topic is how to close the wealth gap. How to close the wealth gap. And subtitle is the wealthy don't save liabilities, only the middle class do. Now, there are certain steps in closing the wealth gap. First one must be you. Your mindset. In order to obtain wealth, you must become wealthy within yourself first. You must want to become wealthy. If you don't want to become wealthy, I suggest just turn off this podcast, this rap show, and keep on doing what you are doing, since wealth is not something that you desire. But for all those who desire to be wealthy, the first thing you must do is want it, believe it, so that you can achieve it and desire it from deep within your soul. That's the first step, okay? It starts from within. They say that the distance between being poor and wealthy is about 6 inches, which means it's between your left and your right ear. It's a mindset. Most of us have come up in a society that says that money is the root of all evil, you know, and that wealthy people or greedy people, they just take advantage of other people. Well, that's not really true, okay, because poor people are greedy and take advantage of people too. So it doesn't matter how much wealth you have, how much money you have, it all comes down to where your mind is, where your heart is, and what you want to do. And another thing, you must be willing to help others. Okay? One of the people who have mentored me from distance has said that the more people you help get what they want, the more you can get what you want. And that's the late Zig Ziglar. Okay? Yes. The more people that you help get what they want, the more things you'll be able to get for yourself and your family. So, you must change your mindset. You must be willing to help others. Okay? And then you must find a vehicle that can help you get wealthy. Okay? And we had a premier vehicle. But I'm not going to really want to get into what that vehicle is right yet, okay? Because we have to establish that foundation, okay? Because we have had over 20,000 hours of a program that has programmed us to go to school, get good grades, if all possible, graduate, and then go look for a job after we finish college, carrying a ball and a chain around our neck called debt. Okay. You cannot be wealthy if you're in debt. Now, I know some people say, whatever such thing as good debt and bad debt. True. There are such things as good debt and bad debt. Okay. Good debt is a debt that's generating an income for you that's larger than the debt. Bad debt is when you go out here and buy you a $300 purse on a credit card when you're only making $15 an hour on your job with no insurance, and you're living in an apartment building, one-bedroom apartment building with five people living. And that's what a lot of us do. We spend because we want to look good and smell good, but we all be broke broke, not just monetarily, but broke mentally, because we have not learned how to create wealth. Now, there's a wealth building principle that is so very simple that it just goes by so many people when they hear it. So I want to kind of explain what this is so that maybe we can incorporate this into our daily life. And it's real simple. And it goes like this. Pay yourself first. Now, you must have some kind of income coming in to do that. But that is the foundation of building wealth. Pay yourself first. In other words, when you get paid, you make money, when you make cash, a portion of that should be for you to keep forever beyond your lifetime. Let me repeat that. When you earn, a portion of that should be for you to keep forever. When I say forever, I mean beyond your lifetime, so that you can leave a legacy, so that you can start building generational wealth for your family's financial future. That means that when you get that cash, before you pay your rent, mortgage, light bill, insurance, pay yourself first. You should be the first item on your budget sheet. You. 10% should be the ideal place to start. If you can't, that's fine. But you need to start doing this every single time you earn. A portion of that should be yours to keep. And you don't want to keep it in a liability. What is a liability? United States dollar and all fiat currencies are liabilities because they lose their value, which means that they're not real money. They are a means of exchange only. Okay, so what you want to do is exchange that fiat currency for an asset and store your labor in an asset that's going to outpace this hidden thief called inflation. What is inflation? Inflation is when prices of goods and services seem to go up because you're taking more dollars to get the same thing now than it took last year or the year before. But in actuality, it's that the value of the dollar, that currency, is getting weaker because the more they print, the less valuable it becomes. So you don't want to pay yourself in liability. You want to pay yourself in an asset that's outpaced inflation. And what is that asset? Gold. Gold is real money. What is real money? Real money must be more the same in the future as it is today. The dollar has lost 98% of its buying power since it was created, while the value of gold has gone up over 6% in value. So you want to save in a precious metal called gold. And a lot of people don't know where they can get it from. Well, we can get it through this company called Carat Bars and Disaster, in small transaction friendly weights, as little as a tenth of a gram at a time or hundreds of grams at a time. Depends on how much wealth you want to accumulate during your lifetime, so that you could pass this down to your children's children. One of the questions that a lot of people ask, well, how do I spend it? You don't want to spend your gold. You want to keep it forever. You see, man can't make gold. Gold, according to Robert Kiyosaki, is the tears of God. The Creator made gold when the planet was created. So man can't make gold. So gold is going to continue to grow up because it's based on the cost of the labor to extract it from the planet. And the more scarce it becomes, the harder it's going to become to extract from the planet. So gold is going to continue to go up. Gold is very undervalued right now. If you look at the budget times clock, you will see that gold should be around $20,000 an ounce. Right now it's around $1,600 an ounce. So this is a great time to exchange your paper currency for gold. And I remember I said exchange because we're not buying gold, because gold is real money. The paper currency is just cash, okay? And we exchange that as often as we can, as fast as we can. Now, the great thing about this company called Caribars International, that the account is completely free. You can register for a free Gold Saves account. You're in complete control of your account. And if you desire to help other people to accelerate your wealth building and you share this with other people, the company will reward you very well for helping other people build generational wealth. Generational wealth is what we need to be thinking about our lifetime. But we need to be thinking about generations to come. Eventually, the U.S. dollar will return to its intrinsic value, which is zero. It's not. It's just paper printed on a printer machine or some buttons pushed on a computer. That's what we use in modern times to acquire goods and services, cash. Historically, every fiat currency has returned to zero, and one day the U.S. dollar will. And since it's the world's premier currency, reserve currency, all currencies in other countries that's tied to it will also fall to zero. So you want to secure your financial future? Then you need to start exchanging that paper for gold. And when I say exchange, combine it because it's real money. You don't buy gold. Let me give you an example, and I hope this sinks in. If you have four quarters and I have a dollar, I give you the dollar and you give me the four quarters. We didn't buy anything. We just exchanged one for the other. Well, you have an opportunity now to take that Federal Reserve note if you're in the United States and exchange it for real money gold in small increments. There's nothing mandatory in this company. It's not a multi-level marketing company. It's an affiliate marketing company just like Amazon, eBay, and a whole bunch of other companies. Okay, they reward you for sharing the opportunity with other people. So how do we close the wealth gap? We practice wealth building principle number one. We pay ourselves first in an asset. And if you say you can't save when you have a little, you want to wait till you make more to start saving, you never will. Because the more you make, the more you're going to spend. So everybody, I believe, could save at least $7 worth of gold per week. At least. Then I'm afraid to tell you that greatness is just not in you. You must acquire that discipline. You must be willing to help others. You must also be willing to change that mindset, that poverty mindset, that scarcity mindset, to an entrepreneur mindset, to a wealth-building mindset, to a mindset that wants to serve others, to help others get what they want so you can get everything that you want, so you can live a life of abundance and freedom. The more freedom you have means that you have more choices. And the more choices you have, the more things that you can do in your family, in your community, to help others obtain what you have learned since being a part of a great organization called Caribars International, Wealth Builders Worldwide, and the Gold Cup Network. My name is Kwame Benta, and I am the creator of this blog talk and podcast. I hope the information that we share with you today is helpful. If it is, please share this with other people. There's a link here where you can register for free, open up your free Gold Savings account. Once you do that, you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself, in over 145 countries, building an army of gold savers and wealth builders. We'll be back here again on Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Like I said, if you got any value of this, from this, share this with other people. Get back with the person that shared this with you. There's a link here where you can register for your free gold savings account. We'll plug you into this system, detach you from the matrix, so you can now start building generational wealth and help close this wealth gap that's been continuously growing since 1913. Be safe, everybody. Peace.